Good evening and welcome to worship. As we enter Advent this evening, some of you might remember, I know Nancy did, that the past couple years we've colored during Advent as a way to kind of distinguish this season. I thought this year we'd take a couple weeks of Advent and try something else a little different but newer. So we're going to look at some just different meditative practices together during Advent. They're based off of this book, Fully Human, Fully Divine, by Whitney Simpson. And she provides different meditative practices every day during Advent, so I've picked a couple of them, and during the normal message time, I'll lead you through them. And then you also have your handout. There's a front and a back, and that is just for you to use during the silence in any way you want. You can go in any order. You can do one part and not another. It is all for you. I'm not going to check it on the way out for completeness. So just as you go through the silences, something to focus on. I want to begin with an Advent poem that she begins her book with before we pray. We wait, we notice, we sense, we remember, we anticipate. With our whole selves, we seek hope, peace, joy, and love. They are within our reach, yet we often rush past and miss them. Will we choose to slow down and embody these gifts like the wise ones? Yes, indeed, we are the wise ones. Help us get ready. Open us up, Lord. Give us the willingness to pause and prepare to receive your gift this season. Let us embody what we discover as we await the divine. Let us savor your hope, peace, joy, and love more fully this season. Let's pray. Holy God, as we enter into this space tonight, calm our hearts and our minds. Might we notice you, might we sense your presence, might we be guided in your ways. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. From Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. For the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. From Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just as he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Do you long to embody hope this season? Do you need hope now more than ever before? Are you longing to truly feel hope with your whole self? We're going to take a few minutes and do two practices that allow us to time and place to sense hope. So first, close your eyes and find yourself in a comfortable position. And then ask yourself, where do you feel hope in your body? Many of us connect to hope with our heart or with our gut. Maybe hope to you is more about reason and thought, and you feel it in your head. Maybe for you, hope is doing something, and you feel it in your hands and in your feet. Think about where it is that you feel hope. Take a few deep breaths and try to connect with where you feel it inside yourself. Then, if you're comfortable, place a hand on the part of your body where you feel hope and breathe. If you're struggling to connect hope with a physical part of yourself, simply place a hand over your heart and ask God for hope as you breathe. Now ask yourself if there's a part of you that's holding back from feeling hope, perhaps even to protect yourself. It's not uncommon for us to put up walls to avoid disappointment. This is a normal response. However, I invite you to think about what it would look like to hope with your entire being. What would it mean to hope with your entire being? As a Christian, you already know the end of the Advent story. Christ is coming. Not Christ might come, or Christ will get around to coming eventually, but Christ is coming. The gift of Christ is the physical symbol of our hope in human form. Christ is God with us. Now we're going to take time to sense hope together in a different way. I invite you into a posture of presence. Practicing presence in everyday life should not feel intimidating. Engaging your body in prayer is powerful and helps you draw near to God's presence. It allows you to receive hope. Find yourself in a comfortable position again. This exercise is an opportunity to use your five senses to practice mindfulness. So the first thing I want you to do is look around the room and notice five things you can see. Look around and bring your attention to five things that you can see around you. Try to notice five things in minute detail. Now notice four things you can feel. With your sense of touch, notice four things you can feel. Maybe your clothes, your chair, the things in your hands. Now notice three things you can hear. Quiet yourself and notice three things you can hear. Maybe the sound of the air blowing, or maybe even silence itself. Now try to notice two things you can smell. Breathe in and notice two things you smell. Finally, notice one thing you can taste. Notice one thing you can taste. Or take a moment now to taste something delicious in your mind. Now take a few moments to reflect on these questions. What did you notice that you did not expect to notice? What did you notice that you did not expect to notice? And then, how does becoming present in your body and in your surroundings give you hope? How does becoming present in your body and in your surroundings give you hope? Let's pray. Creator God, thank you for creating our whole selves. Help us to continue to slow down and hope, be mindful and present, and draw closer to you on this journey of Advent. Make us wise ones who seek you always. Amen.